Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we went to Westport Community Garden to talk to committee members about the garden and its main uses. We begin by asking the chairperson, Gemma Hennessy, about the length of time the community garden has been in operation in the town.
It's been here about 10 years. And we ran, and it's been here originally, there was different types of raised beds, and then we changed them. But basically, it's been here 10 years. But we did have the name, it used to be called the Key Community Garden, but now it's called the Westport one, and that's to try to make it more inclusive, that everybody from the town, or just don't have to be from the town, can join it. It is a pity that there's really no local people. Some of them use the campus sheep, okay, but they feel a bit shy or something about joining us, which is a pity.
How have you gone about trying to gather more committee members, or is that something you're constantly trying to do?
Not really, no, but just have people just involved in different things. And we like to do different projects that different people might be interested in doing. Like we have one project that one person just does, we make our own compost with leaves and comfrey. And if somebody wants to know about it, they can always contact me and let them know. So now I used to buy up to 40 bags of potting compost every year, and now we buy none, and everybody could do that. Now we're really lucky that the council collect all the leaves, and all the leaves they collect in the autumn they give to us, and we have comfrey grown, and after 2 years we're able to make it up.
Yeah, I know you've got a couple of people here along with you. One of them is Noreen Carmagarigal. I hope I can pronounce that correctly. I'm just looking here. There's lots of different things I can see. Lots of different apples up on trees. And I know there's a lovely polytunnel over there. Yeah. Just tell me what some of the different things you have in here are in terms of the food you grow.
Well, we grow the standard carrots, potatoes, turnips, swedes, beetroot, strawberries, basic stuff. But we're also very adventurous. And we've tried to grow turmeric and we've got a vine there and a fig tree, so yeah, we do we try and do the more adventurous stuff as well. We've got sweet corn, haven't we? What else?
Ginger.
Yeah, these are all very these are difficult things to grow, so we try and put our hand to all these things as well, just for the fun of it all, and see if we can grow them. But unfortunately, we have to get to divert. As you can see, a lot of this has to be in the polytunnel. And unfortunately, it has been vandalised, you know, because we do love to invite all the teenagers who are bored and have nothing else to do. They use our facility here, and we have no problem with that. And we'd love to have them on board. But unfortunately, there's just some who seem to think that it's just a place to be vandalised, unfortunately, as you can see. And an amount of damage has been caused in the polytunnel there, which we can't repair at this stage. I think there's more tape than there is plastic polytunnel left now at this stage. And it's just unfortunate, and it's a bit demoralising and disheartening that you come in and you see your hard work destroyed like this. But we keep going, because we live in hope, and there's some really good, nice young people out there that I'm sure would love to come on board with us.
There's a new area being developed, and we're hoping if we get funding that we'll be able to build a workshop and perhaps have a toilet there, and that we could run different kind of courses for young people with cooking and things like that, and also repair workshop, because we really want to get into kind of recycling, reuse and that kind of stuff.
I'll bring yourself in at this point, Lorna. There's lots of different things around the place. I see seaweed over one of the beds here, but how do you transport that sort of stuff in, and more importantly, what exactly do you use it for around the garden?
Yeah, we use a lot of seaweed. We tend to go and harvest it ourselves with a couple of bags at a time. You can use it as a leaf mulch. It's great fertilizer. It's full of potassium and nitrogen. And apart from using it on top of beds during the summer, I would make liquid feed fertilizer out of it. And that's brilliant for especially the tomatoes. And I think we can all agree the tomatoes have been brilliant this year. So definitely works. So between that and comfrey as well, we use comfrey to make liquid fertilizer. So between the compost and the leaf mulch and the seaweed and the comfrey, we're pretty much self-sufficient with regards to our needs in that respect.
In terms of biodiversity and things like that, have you any plans or ideas going forward? Or what have you done with regards to that so far? I know obviously the whole essence of the place is to hone in on those sort of things, but is there any specifics you've been doing?
We have some wildflower gardens dotted around the place, so we're very big into looking after the bees and the butterflies. Mm-hmm. And our new area that we've cleared out the back here, where we're going to hopefully build our new workshop, we're going to have hopefully a pond and some more wildflowers, and we'll just carry on looking forward to looking after the biodiversity around us.
And finally, before we wrap up, Gemma, have the local businesses and business people helped you out in any way?
It's incredible. You just go in and they give you what you want, how much. Mm. When I went into PJ Kelly's, no questions asked. So all the wood we have here, it's worth over 500, I'm told. We have here Corcoran's concrete just give us maintenance by the tons. Mm. It's really incredible. And then I just Stanley Burke from Burke Waste gave us beautiful bins with wheels on them as well. And there's other places too that they're really, really obliging.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.